Joining us now by phone is Virginia Danfelt of the Cook County Local Energy Project, or CCLEP. Welcome, Virginia.
Hello.
Well, CCLEP is holding a public meeting this Thursday. What's the meeting about?
Well, the meeting is to introduce the community to the final plan of the energy plan, the Cook County Grand Marais Energy Plan, and it's to basically get it out there, encourage people to come and find out what it is and how it's put together and figure out what they'd like to do with it.
Okay. What's in the energy plan?
Well, the energy plan is a very comprehensive document. It's 145 pages, and that's fairly daunting to weed through. On our website, we have it posted in three sections. The executive summary is really good to read. It's only 2.5 pages. It gives a really good overview, and the rest of it is supporting data, lots of goals and strategies, and then there's an appendix that has numerous examples of various kinds of things that relate to energy and planning.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask you is, can you give an example of what the plan would address?
Well, like I said, in the executive summary, it lists like 7 items that are what would benefit the community, and the main ones would be, you know, keeping energy dollars here, creating jobs, improving quality of life, that sort of thing. And basically the vision of the plan is to have community people, you know, residents, work with energy in the county. And the mission is to develop a process that the public can use to address energy issues in our county.
Okay. And, Virginia, how will the energy plan benefit the people who live here?
Well, by raising the consciousness of energy, people will choose to do certain things. And as people decide how they want to address their energy use, be it to conserve or to add renewables or just think about it, that's the way things happen. And that will be a benefit as people take charge of their own energy use instead of taking it more for granted, that pay more attention to it and make decisions about how they want to use it, because we're all in this together. And the plan is only as good as the community embraces it. And that boils down to individual decisions and group decisions.
Okay. So what can people expect if they choose to come to the meeting this Thursday?
Well, there'll be an overview of the plan, a little background, and we will go over the various components and explain them a little bit. And one of the key items of the plan is there's 10 goals, basic specific goals, and they have strategies. So we're going to have them posted around the room with various energy committee people at them, and then people can go around and read each goal and talk to somebody and to just get more familiar with it. And then there'll be a discussion period and a time for question and answers. It's basically to try to get people familiar with what has been proposed and for people to become more engaged in whatever they feel comfortable in.
Okay. Well, that was my final question before we let you go, is how will this affect what people do, let's say, in the future with, you know, heating their home or business or what have you?
Well, for example, one of the goals is to help improve residential energy efficiency, because when you look at the plan, there's some information in there about where our energy is used the most, and it's in our residences, which should come to no surprise because that's where most of the buildings are. So there's a goal to improve energy efficiency. And so CCLEP has been working most of this year to come up with a program called REAP, which stands for Residential Energy Efficiency Program, and that has not been introduced. In fact, this is the first time it's been mentioned on the radio, and that will be becoming more public in September. And that's a concrete program that would help homeowners evaluate their house and learn and be able to do more energy efficiency improvements on their home.
Okay.
So that's a specific program that gets very specific, and I'll have some information on that at the meeting, and we'll be talking about that more, and you'll see more about that in the news in the coming months.
All right. That sounds great. Virginia, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, the last thing I'd like to add is CCLEP, of course, can always accept donations for the programming to help actualize and move some of these things along, and people would have an opportunity to learn about that at the public meeting, or, you know, you could just contact any board member, and you can find all that on our website, which is www.cookcountylep.com.
Okay.
Omnot.com.org.
We've been talking with Virginia Danfelt of the Cook County Local Energy Project, or CCLEP. A countywide energy plan was recently adopted by the Grand Marais City Council and the Cook County Board of Commissioners. CCLEP is holding a public meeting to discuss the plan this Thursday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Cook County Community Center in Grand Marais. To view the plan, you can visit the CCLEP website at cookcountylep.org.